Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, speaker, author, nurse, fitness trainer, and a full circle health coach. Today's subject is amazing facts regarding nutrition. And you might wonder how I choose my subjects or my topics. And quite often, I have a couple of series in mind. I just have not gotten the commitment yet. I am just using something that has impacted me during the week, from Thursday from my show till the next Thursday to my next show. So I have something that I am totally aware of, that I have researched, and that I know about, so I can actually create an awareness within you. So here today with the nutrition facts, that also belongs to my ESPM, which is the emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health, because it has a huge impact on our mental and physical health. I went back to many, many years ago where there was no transportation, no stores, no gyms, and I wondered, how did they live then? And actually, for many things, we could just go to our resources in the Bible where it tells us how they lived, what they did, but I kind of want to relate that to today's society, what we're doing versus then, and why, what's good and what's not so good, and go from there. So many thousand years ago, the people actually made their tools by hand. They put in physical labor. They worked during daylight and slept during the night, just as it's actually intended to be. They ate what they found, what they grew, what they hunted, and they lived long and healthy lives. Now, what has changed? At their time also, they did not eat grains, rice, potatoes, sugar-infused foods, something we eat now almost daily. They did eat saturated fats, which actually are not bad for you if eaten in moderation. I have found an article written by George Borsky on 6/11/12, where it says, whole grains are extremely unhealthy and the sugar is far worse than we previously thought of. Why did I look for those things? Very simple. When I went to the doctor quite a while ago, that doctor said, you know what, ma'am? I think you should eat no grains, no potatoes, no rice, no pasta, no corn, no oats. And I looked at him and go, well, why is that? And he said, well, it's just not good for you, and that would help you release some of your extra weight. And I never considered myself obese. I knew when I was aware that I had a few pounds too many and considered myself a little overweight because I'm not as skinny as a beanstalk, But you know what? I feel pretty healthy. And now I told you last week, I went and got tested for my sleep apnea, which was actually positive. And at that time, again, the doctor mentioned not eating whole grains, not eating sugars, food processed sugars. Of course, if you eat fruit, you do have some fruit sugar or fructose in there. However, that's a natural sugar and is a little bit easier to digest. So the suggestion was for me to eat more veggies, raw or cooked, but not overcooked, because then we kill all the vitamins and the nutrients. So just cooked al dente or raw, some fruits and some nuts, to stay away from milk products, which are, you know, the cheese and the butter and all those things. Ice cream is not just loaded with milk product, but also with tons of sugar. So I tested again, and finally I can eat cashews. For many years, I could not eat any nuts at all. Now I can eat cashews, and I have started that. More veggies and fruits. I have lots of salads or a homemade vegetable soup. And this is really amazing how good it is. Why are those things so bad for us? I have no idea. But actually, yes, I do. I did not, but now I do. Well, first of all, we changed our diets, going from what they ate decades, hundreds of years ago, or thousands of years ago. They ate healthy foods, not sprayed with pesticides and herbicides and all that stuff. It was organic. It was good stuff that they ate. And now we changed in our eating habits. Lately, you probably have heard it, the paleo diet has taken a huge jump and has been advocated on eating unprocessed foods like lean meat, seafood, roots, tubers, fruits, and vegetables. Our body is used to those foods from, as I said, centuries and millennia ago, and it can digest them much better. And it has been scientifically proven that when eating those foods, these nutritional calories are better processed in your body and give you more energy than when you eat the processed foods. A paleo advocate believes that gluten is a nasty weapon in your body. All humans react poorly to gluten, according to Rob Wolf, who also compares this effect with some other foods that have the same effect, to have a poisonous oak lining on our intestinal walls. Just hearing poison oak makes me shiver. I know I've had it, and I have poison ivy, mostly poison oak, and those things itch. They're irritable. And when we have that in our bowels, in our intestinal linings, what does that do to our health, to our bodies? It wears it out by having to run to the bathroom, by feeling sick top and bottom, by not sleeping well due to the excessive trips to the bathroom. So it is definitely important, and I have started and going to continue eating mostly vegetables, fruits, and the cashews, which I can eat right now. I'm also staying away from sweets and high gluten products. Now, when I make my shake in the morning, it's not regular milk. It's coconut milk, which is not a milk, a real milk. And so with that and a little bit of, I have a couple of blueberries in there, which are very high in antioxidants, I feel actually quite good for several hours till I'm ready for my lunch. And then, well, you know, there's a lot of things we can eat. It's not just salads and not just soups. We can also, I had, for example, an omelet with one egg and some mushrooms that I browned first, and then I added the whipped egg to it, and just a teeny tiny bit of sodium, just for a little bit of flavor. It's less than a pinch that I add, because I don't want to be too high in sodium. That's not healthy for us either. So why am I bringing all this up? Well, why did I bring up sleep apnea? All these things are actually related to one another. The healthier we are, the better, the deeper we sleep. And the healthier we are in the morning to get up fresh, rejuvenated, and ready to go for a really great day. Remember when I said Do the best, be the best, and give your best each and every day. Well, that has to do with everything we do and think and eat and the way we sleep and how much we sleep. And so this is just total health related, which is actually my goal. I want to make sure people are totally aware of where they can make improvements, or even at least just try for like 21 days. If it makes a significant difference, keep on doing it. Plus, by then, you already have it made a habit, because it takes 21 days to create a habit-forming new way of living, of doing things. And so I just want to say it is so much better to eat the natural foods, the lean foods, and not to eat all the hybrid foods and the fatty foods and the foods that we cannot even pronounce the ingredients that are in it. My main tip is actually stay away from anything that you cannot pronounce with the ingredients. And if it's packaged, definitely read the labels, the same as when it's canned. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Consider yourself an awesome being. Going back, and I don't want to go super religious on anybody, but it says in the Bible that we should treat our body as a temple of God with reverence and with excellent nutrition, with proper sleep, and all those things. And I've been doing that more and more. And you know what? I actually am sleeping better. I am releasing excess fat and start producing more muscle, which is so much healthier. No, I am not a muscle person that looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator. But anyways, I am definitely focusing on my health, on my well-being, so I can be there emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally, so I can set an example for everyone around me, be it close or farther away. It does not matter. Our actions are the best examples. They speak louder than words, and that's why I'm telling you it is so important that we actually really truly take care of ourselves. And when doctors, who are usually not all very holistically inclined, go for the thing that we should eat more raw foods and healthy foods, then it is definitely a must. For the free gift today, I would like you to go to http://denisethompson.towergarden.com. That's going to help you to grow your own veggies, so you don't have to go to the store and read labels or check if it's been sprayed or pay a lot of money. My website is www.miklknight.com, miklknight.com. My email address, dythomson@miklknight.com. And my phone number, 562-335-4956, calls for texts. You can ask me questions. You can make suggestions. You can ask for a follow-up. You can do whatever you feel helps you and is important to you. Remember, no question is a dumb question except the one not asked. You never know what your question or how your question impacts somebody else. Therefore, let's all work together to make the USA and all other countries a happy, healthy, and blessed country, and go on from there. Stay empowered.